All right, we started studying for a few weeks, because this was brought about from the end of our church history lesson about, you know, how do we know what we believe, and how do we go about showing others what we believe and why we believe it. And so we started talking about authority and what authority means and how do we ascertain authority. And today we're going to look at a very, very important topic dealing with authority. The thing about it, we understand this in the world. We'll take something that we're probably all familiar with, and that's prescription drugs. That just seems to be part of our lives nowadays. I went yesterday to Dad's, and it was time to refill his morning and evening pill. It was like a pharmacy. But anyway, so I did that, and by the time I was done, I was exhausted just from doing that. It was so, I don't know, mentally draining. But we understand it when a doctor writes a prescription. So we're going to use that as an example. So a doctor writes a prescription. Now, sometimes the doctor will specify a specific brand, not just the generic name, but the doctor will say, I want this specific one. So when that's taken to the pharmacist, then the pharmacist has to fill that particular brand. Well, that's specific. So the doctor is giving the pharmacist specific authority. All right? No options there. The doctor cannot substitute, or the pharmacist can't substitute anything. Sometimes the doctor will prescribe something and give a generic name. And there may be half a dozen different companies that make that particular drug. And so the pharmacist is free to use any of those six companies. Well, that's generic authority. In other words, the doctor has authorized the pharmacist to fill this, but it's generic. The pharmacist can use any of these six. Now, when the doctor tells the pharmacist to fill this prescription, then the pharmacist is free to put it in a little packet or a paper bag or a plastic bottle or a glass jar. Those are just incidentals. In other words, the doctor doesn't say what kind of package to put it in. So those are incidentals. Those are not the type of package that it goes in is not a type of drug. And these things are, we understand that in the world, it's very obvious how those are done. So when the doctor authorizes this drug, he authorizes the drug. He doesn't tell the pharmacist, put it in a glass bottle, a plastic bottle, a paper bag, whatever. The pharmacist is free to do whatever. The pharmacist is free to have it delivered by some sort of delivery man, or the pharmacist can hand it to the person individually. Those are all incidentals. Well, God uses the exact same method in the Bible. Exactly the same thing. There is generic authority and there is specific authority. Let's think about Noah and the ark. That's what Denise is talking about this morning, so I thought I'll just use the same example. He told Noah, God did, some specifics. He said, this is how I want you to build this ark. All right, I want you to make it yay long, yay wide, yay tall. All right? And that was specific. Now, if he would have told them, you can build any size boat you want, Noah could have built it any size he wanted to build it. But God told them specifically how long to make it and how tall. He also told them, I want you to make it out of gopher wood. Well, that was specific. That's a type of wood. If he would have just said, okay, Noah, make the ark out of wood. Well, Noah could have made it out of any type of wood that was available. He had the authority to do that. But when God specified, okay, Noah, go for wood, everything else was eliminated. Noah had no options as to what other type of wood. He said, okay, I want you to make a door. And Noah had the authority to make a door. And if I remember right, he didn't tell him on which side of the ark to put the door. So Noah had to make a door, one, that's all he was authorized to do, one door. Not two, three, or 40, one door. And since God didn't tell him which side or where to put it exactly, then he could put it wherever he wanted. So there were very specific things he was told, but then there were general things he was told. All right? Now, let's go back to the idea of the wood, the gopher wood. He said, okay, I want you to make it out of gopher wood. He did not tell Noah what kind of tools to use to make it. All right? I don't know what kind of tools he used because the Bible's silent. Whatever was available, that's what Noah used. So, those were incidentals, the type of tools to use. Okay, you could use a hammer or you could use an axe or whatever they had at that time. Those were incidentals. In other words, using a hammer is not a type of wood. You'll eventually see where I'm going with this. It's a big lead-in, but those were incidentals. Noah was free to use. Now, if God would have said, Noah, you have to use a hammer, then that's exactly what Noah would have had to have done. But God didn't tell him that. He said, you have to use gopher wood, and you have to make it this big. Now, he didn't tell Noah where to get the wood either, did he? He said, you just use gopher wood. But if he would have told Noah, Noah, I want you to get it from this tract of land, then that's all Noah could have used. But God didn't do that. He just said, use gopher wood. So therefore, Noah was free to go anywhere he wanted to find gopher wood. Again, the location was an incidental. So we see that when God authorizes his people, regardless of if it was the patriarchal time or the Mosaical time or whenever, when he authorizes, then he gives people the options in certain cases about what to do. Different things. Let's take an example. Let's go to Exodus chapter 12. Here's another example of just exactly what I was talking about. All right. Talking about sacrifices. Exodus chapter 12. Let's see. Okay. Would someone read verse 5? Exodus chapter 12, verse 5.
Your lamb shall be an unblemished male, a year old, and you may take it from the sheep or from the goat.
Okay, this is just one example of this idea of authority. So, this was what was specified. The sacrifice, first of all, was to be without blemish. So that was very specific. You couldn't have a sacrifice that had any type of marks on it or anything like that without blemish. And next, it had to be a male. Female wasn't allowed. Okay? Had to be a male. And it had to be of the first year. So it couldn't be one that was 3, 4, 5, 6 years old. So here's God specifying, okay, this is what I want. Okay. Now, he gave him some options. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. So either one was acceptable. So if someone had a sheep, that was fine. Or if someone had a goat, that was fine. But it couldn't be a bull, couldn't be a pigeon. All right. So he gave him some options. Now, how it was or what location it was taken from. Didn't matter. He could get the sheep from whatever flock or goat from whatever flock. It didn't have to weigh so much, or it didn't have to have certain color of eyes or whatever. As long as it was without blemish, a male, year old, and was a sheep or a goat, it met God's specifications. And those people had no options to change that whatsoever. So when we talk about these authorities, this is what we're talking about. So now, let's go to Matthew 26. Now we'll look at some New Testament examples and see how this applies. Because this is some things that people will wonder from what we do. So, would someone read Matthew 26, verses 26 through 28? Matthew 26, 26 through 28. Okay. No, it's all right. That's fine. Okay. So here, of course, is our instituting of the Lord's Supper. Now, here's what Jesus said. In this memorial, all right, and of course, there's going to be other things he tells later, but as far as the elements of the Lord's Supper, okay, as far as the elements of the Lord's Supper, he took the bread, he blessed it, broke it, and gave it to the disciples. Okay, there's the first thing. All right. Now, when we look at some of the other places, we see that, of course, this was the Passover. And what kind of bread did they use during the Passover? Unleavened bread. It couldn't have leaven in it at all. Okay? No yeast of any kind in it. Had to be unleavened bread. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them. He said, drink from it, all of you. Verse 29, but I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. So this that they were drinking was called the fruit of the vine. All right, the fruit of the vine. Here's the two elements that he wanted them to use as a memorial. This unleavened bread and the fruit of the vine. And they were not given, that was specific. They could not use anything else. It wasn't just one, it wasn't just the other, it was both. And they had no authority to change it whatsoever. So they had to use the unleavened bread, they had to use the fruit of the vine. So, but now, he didn't tell them, okay, he says, for the bread. He didn't tell them how it had to be passed or what you passed it on. In other words, he didn't say use a woven basket. He didn't say use a wooden plate. He didn't say use a metal serving dish. He left that up to them. So that's an incidental. How it was passed out was purely incidental. And it is for us too. We don't have to use a metal serving plate. I mean, it could be passed out anyway because God left that up to us. And just think about how wise that is. Because think about all the countries that are partaking of the Lord's Supper. Well, not everybody's going to have the exact type of serving plate. So God left that up to us. See, that's an incidental. And it doesn't make any difference whether, you know, we have one plate or 15. God didn't say. He just said, take, eat, this is my bread. So that was an incident. The unleavened bread was an incident. Was specified. He was authorized. Same thing with the fruit of the vine. He didn't say how it had, he said the cup. Well, the cup could be wooden, plastic, metal. I mean, it's a liquid, so it has to have a container. So it has to be passed out in some way. It was like the, which is, this happened right after the Passover was eaten. At that time, people usually had a full setting. In other words, everybody was their own. He might have taken one cup and poured it in other cups. Or he might have taken around or one cup and poured it in two cups. Incidental. Incidental. What was not incidental was it was the fruit of the vine. Because the unleavened bread and the fruit of the vine had spiritual significance. The serving containers did not. And that's an extremely important point when we explain to people why we use those elements. Because that's what God authorized. That's what He told us to do. Now, we're going to have a lesson on the Lord's Supper in a couple weeks, so I'm not going to get into it much more than that. But the point is that there is this idea of generic authority and their idea of specific authority. And there are incidentals that go with them. We understand that again when we when you order something maybe online. And you're ordering an article of clothing. Well, you don't just go and let the person send you any size they want. What do? You specify, I want this size. If it's a pair of pants, I want the waist to be this size and the length to be this long, and I want it to be this color and this fabric. But if you don't tell them, if you just say, would you send me a pair of pants? There is absolutely no telling what you'll get. So, it's specified. If you don't specify the color of pants, then they have the right to send you any color they want. So, generic authority, specific authority. Now, let's see what that has to do with singing. Let's go to a couple of places. Let's see, which one would be the best? What about Ephesians? Let's go here. I don't know if that's the one I want to use today, but go back a couple of pages. Okay, Ephesians chapter 5. Here's just one place. Verse 19. Would someone read that verse, Ephesians 5:19?
Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord.
Okay, there's some specific commands in there, and there's some generic ones. There's also some incidentals in there in that verse. We are told that we're to speak to one another. Okay? So here's the idea of everybody speaking to each other. In other words, it's not one person giving a solo. Or it's not a choir speaking to a select group. It's everybody talking to one another. And they do that through singing. Now, he could have said playing. Said, play on an instrument. He could have said that. I mean, he didn't, but he could have. We know at East Newton we have a choir class and we have a band class. Are they the same thing? No, totally different. Why? Because they're two types of music. There are two types of making music. You can make music by singing. You can make music by playing an instrument. So those are you might say, on the same level. All right? They're on the same level. They're two types of music, and they're not the same. They're not the same at all. They don't both produce music, but it's done totally different. One, you use your own voice and vocal cords and so forth. The other one, you use some type of instrument. So, two types of music, all right? And he chose, of those two types, one type. And again, think about his wisdom. He knew that, first of all, people wouldn't always have instruments of music available. He also knew that people, you couldn't have in a congregation, you probably wouldn't have a variety of abilities to play different instruments or have them available. But you've always got your voice. You've always got your voice with you. You've always got your vocal cords with you. They're always there, available. So he said, of these two types, God said, this is the one I want you to use. So that's the one he authorized. And we go through and we look, and there's no other place where he authorized any other type of music. Just singing. So whenever we, if we use an instrument of music, and I'm talking about in worship, that's what he's talking about, then we have transgressed, like 2 John talks about. We've gone beyond his authority. You know, think about having a kind of a fenced-in area, an enclosed area, and you know we let young people stay within an enclosed area, and as long as they're in this enclosed area, it's great. If they step outside this enclosed area, they've transgressed. That's what the word means: is to go beyond, step beyond. So he says here, singing is what I've authorized. That's in the enclosed area, what God has said I want you to do. Playing an instrument is beyond that. So to play an instrument, we have to cross that line and go and get the instrument. We've crossed the line. Now we're not doing what God authorizes anymore. So playing an instrument is not an incidental. It's a different type of music. Now, songbooks. Is a songbook a type of music? Well, of course not. That's just silly. Songbook is not a type of music. There's singing and there's playing an instrument. But a songbook doesn't make music. It's an incidental. We don't have to use songbooks. And a lot of songs, if you've sang them for many years, you don't even look at the songbook. So, we could use it and some places put it on a screen. Well, that's just a different way. It's just an incidental. All right? It's not a type of music. So there are incidentals. Just like Noah could use hammers or Noah could use axes or whatever in carrying out the command. Similarly, when we're told in Mark 16, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Well, he didn't. He said, this is what you have to go, and you preach the gospel, but how you do that, how you go, he left it up to us. Again, how wise that is. It'd be awful if he said, go into all the world on a mule. Whew, that'd be pretty rough. But he didn't. He just said, go. Therefore, we can go any way we want to. We can walk, run, ride a bike, motorcycle, car, airplane, whatever. Incidentals. But they're authorized because he told us to go. He told us to go, so I can go any of those ways I want. So there's this idea again. There's generic authority. There's specific authority. And God's very clear in the Bible about these things, Old Testament, New Testament, about what he's authorized, what he's not. Some of that authority is generic. And we can, like I said, we can go any way. He's not told us, He's told us we must assemble on the first day of the week. That's a command. He didn't tell us we have to assemble in a building, a home, outside. Anywhere we assemble, that's okay. He didn't tell us what time on the first day of the week to assemble. We can do early morning, we can do middle of the day or at night. Any time on the first day of the week meets that obligation. So it doesn't matter what time on the first day of the week. Usually we do it where the most people can come, which that's pretty expedient. All right. So having a church building is expedient, isn't it? Well, it keeps us out of the weather and it makes it easier. But it's not necessary, and a lot of places in the world don't have a church building. But a church building is not the same as assembling. It's just an incidental. It's just a way of carrying out the command. So these things are very, very important. And in a couple of weeks, Lord willing, we're going to look at some other things we have to think about. Like, some of the ones in the first century met in an upper room. Well, do we have to meet in an upper room? Well, people may ask you that. And yes, there are people that believe you have to meet in an upper room. There are some. So, Lord willing, we're going to look at some of those things in a couple weeks to see why. Why do we believe you don't have to meet in an upper room? Or why do we believe you don't have to use a single cup? Or some of these other things. It's very important that we're able to answer people's questions about, well, why do you believe that? Or why do you practice that? Or, you know, why do you do that? It's very, very important that we're able to do that. So that's our plans. All right. Questions from anybody about anything? This whole idea of generic and specific authority is a very, very important one. Questions?
Well, I was just thinking.
I was hoping we'd get by that.
The communion.
Uh-huh.
And the one covers that we have in the other show. I don't know if there's a one cover, but I'm not sure. But that's okay, right?
Oh, well, sure. To use one cup? Absolutely. Yeah. Nothing wrong with using one cup. Just like there's nothing wrong with using two. Or, I haven't counted how many we have here, maybe 50 or whatever. And again, whether they're the size of the cups, not specified. Not specified at all. how they're passed out, the Bible leaves that up to us. Again, I mean, a group of 50, you know, you can do it differently than if you had 1,000 to serve. That's why so many of these incidentals are left up to the individual congregation. Those congregations are different. Again, if you were in India or someplace in Africa or somewhere, serving the communion you'd have the same elements, but how they were served might be quite different. The time of day on the first day of the week would be different. And that's why those are incidentals, but it's a good point. All right. Well, thank you very much, and Lord willing, we'll look into some more things here in a couple weeks.